KCNK Geo Mobile.
So you're running around on a Sunday afternoon?
Yep, heading to Warren, Roman Quinter.
On a call?
Yep, low battery on a national account.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, yeah, time and a half, 3 hours of overtime, and I'll do it.
After a low battery, yeah. That's funny. So, I went to that radio show yesterday. It wasn't too bad. There's a lot of old stuff there, that's for sure.
Hey, was there any new stuff, or was it all just antique? What was it, just an antique radio show yesterday?
Yeah, basically, you know, although antique, to me, was stuff that I'd bought when I was in the Army is considered antique now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, antique is antique, but if it's still operational, is it really antique?
Huh. I got repeater not found. There's some of the 4 foot high floor radios and stuff like that. And cable radios from the 50s and the 60s. But, you know, they're, you know, those are all AM radios, and, you know, AM doesn't really exist anymore, does it?
I'm sure there's a few spectrums of HF that's still AM, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm at AM radios, like 760 and all that. But yeah, I guess they're still there, Ron. It's, yeah, was it the FM ones? One of them went digital. I don't know. I don't listen to any of that stuff anymore. Plus, at Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, we had a booth there selling our equipment and our antennas and our repeater and stuff like that.
I like some of that old stuff, just looking at it, you know. If I had the money, I'd probably buy a piece of, you know, a couple of collector pieces just for display, even though they'd be, operational. Yeah, I would just keep them nicely cleaned, you know, just for a showpiece. U of M has that over in North Campus. They have an amateur radio club, and I've been up in that room, and it's pretty cool.
I found out there's a repair shop right by my house on John R. It repairs the older stereo equipment, and I just happen to have a Sansui 5000X. With all the incandescent bulbs burned out. I said, yeah, no problem, bring it in. So I could hook up my Sansui stereo receiver, my SPX 2000, whatever speakers, and have the stereo system that I had back in the middle 70s.
the opening coil. Yeah, I have my Sansui receiver, Sherwood equalizer, JVC CD player, and integrated tape deck. You know, they're two separate units, but they have a link in between. Still use it. I just used it the other, probably about a week or so ago, doing a tape, cleaned off the head, and sounds just as good as the day that I bought it.
I got rid of my reel-to-reel tape recorder. And I also had a Sansui reverb unit that you could hook up to the receiver that would add reverb to stereo music to give it that room-filling sound of the 70s. Reverb, verb, 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 verb.
Yeah, I remember those cabinet stereos or the rack stereos. I just saw something on Facebook, but maybe TikTok or Instagram, a full-blown Technics rack system, and they're playing XLF by Harold Faltermeyer, and it was beautiful looking. I love the old stack stereos. They sound so much better.
Hey, go ahead.
Is there another station out there?
Well, I'm dual monitoring. He was on the dirt. Never mind.
Oh, okay. I just got the Mac repeater up and then Michigan FBI.
as Anycone 168. I try to keep the dart on either the upper or the lower channel. And sometimes I forget. I used to do that with my mobile unit. I had a, well, I have, was it 8900, I think it is? And it could monitor two frequencies at the same time, transmit on either one. And I would hear somebody and grab the microphone and respond back, and then, why aren't they answering me? They were, oh, I'm on the wrong one. So I'd be talking to them, a frequency, like, say, the double nickel, when actually they were on the dirt.
Yeah, I've done that. I hear somebody on 440, and I got bank one on VHF. And I'll grab it, and I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to hit the button to change over to the other side.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear Jay's voice. Longtime ham lives in Detroit. He goes on double nickel and Hazel Park and stuff like that, but I've never heard him on MI5. So I was kind of shocked when I heard his voice, but then that's when I realized he was on the dirt, not on the MI5.
Yeah, I was sitting out in front of my house getting ready to, I just got gas. And then I think I hit MI5 just on the south of Memphis, maybe. I don't know what Wally has programmed in here. I don't know what frequency it is. It just says MI5 on it.
You don't know what city? They're repeating. Where are you at when you do that, when you hear that?
Well, it says MI51. I think that's on my home zone, which is probably going to be the Mount Clemens repeater.
5-1 is just talk group for statewide 1. 52 is statewide 2.
Yeah, it just says MI5, so I know I'm on the MI5 digital network. I'd have to look at the sheet that I have here. I know that's why it says 51, so I know that it's statewide 1. And then when I go and I flip it over to the Detroit zone, then it says MI551 BTW, so that means I'm on the Detroit tower, and I got Novi tower on there also. I guess it still needs a little bit of tweaking. I'll get it back to Wally, modify it a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't heard that many people using MI5. They used to be really strict, even on statewide 1 and 2, but now I think they pretty well encourage use of statewide 1 and 2 to just stay off the event channels. And then they'll notify you. If they have something going on, they'll put out an announcement to either stay off of statewide 1 or statewide 2, I guess, so that you don't tie up their event channel.
Yeah, I see that when we have Sky 1 activation. I think RPC takes over 51 or event 3. Yeah, I'm working or I'm meeting up with Wally on February 8th for the Simplex testing that's going on, and see how that goes. So we're going to learn together, meeting over at a site.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize it wasn't transmitting. Well, it doesn't matter. What kind of testing on Simplex are you in? The only thing you can test on Simplex is distance.
It's for ARPC from a comb, and I think that's what it is they're testing, I guess, distance and how our, you know, just basically the ARPC Simplex test. But it's February 8th from, I think, like 9 a.m. to noon. So I'm meeting up with Wally and see how this operates. Went to my first meeting, donated a 2-meter mobile that I had, and I missed the net on Thursday because I was out of range. KC and KJ for IID.
Yeah, W-A-T-O-Y. Which ARPSC has their net on Thursday besides Oakland County?
Yeah, Thursdays at 7 p.m. on 47.2. is when they have the ARPSnet. I said I've already been to the went to one of the meetings for January, so it seems pretty gold darn interesting. So maybe I'll sign up for that and then start working on my races.
Yeah, okay. What county are you talking about? Is that Macomb? Which county ARPSC are you associating with? Is that Macomb or St. Clair?
Lost you there for a second.
Okay. Yeah, which ARPSC are you associating with? Macomb County or St. Clair County or what county?
Macomb.
Okay. Because we have our net, Oakland County has their net at 8 o'clock on Thursday nights.
By that time, I'm usually home, or at least hope to be. All depends on where I'm at for the day.
Okay. Yeah, Racy's pretty much doesn't exist anymore. What they're pushing now is called Oxcom, A-U-X-C-O-M, or M, I don't know, two M's or one M. That's what they're really pushing hard now. I have not done any of the training yet. But you can have either local, state, or national certification on that. That's what they're that's what Oakland County is really pushing right now.
So what, they're eliminating races?
As far as I know, it's long gone. I can't even get an ID card or anything. I don't think it really ever did really exist or was ever functional. But Oxcom is like about 22 levels up from what Racy's was supposed to be. For major disasters. I mean, they'll be able to operate major disasters and everything. So they've been doing, Oakland County's been really, really doing a lot of training and practicing and stuff like that.
So is ARPSC going away too?
No, ARPSC, Amateur Radio Public Service Group, we're not going nowhere. It's just that Racy's itself, I don't think, is even exists anymore in real life. Other than it gives you, you know, something you can show a cop, I guess, or something. But for advanced communications, they're pushing Oxcom, but it's being done through ARPSC for Oakland County. If I can explain that right.
Yeah, Wally asked it, you know, Wally asked me to come to a meeting. He says, hey, you know, you should get into this. And then I talked to Paul Reinhardt, KKPDK, and I was texting him about it. And he sent me the link. And then I got in touch with Dave and Mike out of Macomb, RC, and went to the meeting. It piqued my interest. There's a way that I can help. Help the community in those types of situations, you know, I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, like we have radios at all the hospitals in Oakland County that we test every month, or just about all the hospitals. It's kind of like a couple are missing right now, but the one I do on Jaquinder over here by 11 Mile, they've changed names again. Now it's Henry Ford. It was Ascension. Now it's Henry Ford. But we still have a radio in the emergency room that we test every month.
Yeah, I think that's what they're checking for, you know, from Macomb County. See if the radios are still there. And then we got the new hospital, Corwell, over at 26th County Line. That's Macomb. That was just built within the past year and a half, 2 years, so I don't think there's anything in there. We're just trying to get a hold of everybody and, I guess, get it booted all back up again, get it back stable. Oh, I'll call you back in a bit. I got a call.
Hey, TOY, be clear for now.
Hey, CJ, I'll be back. Got a phone call.
KZO, KZP.
I'll give you a jingle tangle back. I'm on the phone right now. KZO.
Very good. Hey, KZP, you can help check.
88 BLP, mobile statewide link.
I think KPP.
KCKG mobile. 88 BLP, mobile statewide link. KZ, KJO Mobile.